This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan on a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's in Waukesha, as well as their new location out in Brookfield, the Alacky and Joy Store, right over there on Blue Mound Road. Gary Ellerson.
That's one thing I hate about fans, though. Because y'all ain't playing.
We're just talking about during the break, Nicole Auerbach. On Twitter here, a senior writer for The Athletic, college basketball, and also a contributor, apparently, for Sirius XM Radio. She's at the games out in Hartford, Connecticut, where Marquette's taking on Murray State right now. And early Marquette fans chanting overrated at John Morant. That's not the smartest thing to do, as Murray State now up 15-10.
Y'all ain't playing.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to feel like you're a part of the game, right?
Don't get this guy riled up. Wait, what y'all doing?
It's like the old...
Y'all writing a check that y'all can't cash.
You've obviously seen the Reggie Miller documentary, Winning Time, where they're talking about him and Spike Lee.
Yes.
And Reggie Miller's sister, Cheryl, goes in one of the parts, and she goes, "If he was my husband, I would have looked at him like, what are you doing? Don't you see you're helping him? Sit your butt down."
Right. Come on.
Because, I mean, at some point, you got to realize that the dude's going to get fueled up, and Jay Morant
Jay Morant right now is feeding everybody,
because
that's what's got to happen.
That's a quick 8-0 run. For the Murray State Racers.
Is it Jay or Ja?
I think it's Ja.
Ja.
I think. Okay. But I'm wrong on most name pronunciations.
And then it sounds like Ja by some people, but it's Ja.
It's Ja. Maybe Ja Morant. Ja Morant. Yeah.
Cool name, though. Either way, it's a cool name. I don't know how to say that.
People are saying, Steve, that he should be the first pick, not your boy from Duke.
Zion Williamson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be two. And they're going to take Zion Williamson one, I'm sure.
You're the one that has said that Zion Williamson's teammate is going to be the better pro player, though, than he will be.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett. I like him. I like Reddish, too. We'll see how Zion Williamson plays out the next level. I mean, I don't think he's going to be a dud, necessarily. I just don't think he's going to be as dominant in the NBA as he's been in college. I don't think it's going to be one of those Shaquille O'Neal-type deals or LeBron James where, you know, you dominate at one level, you come in and dominate at the next. LeBron dominated in high school. Everybody thought he was going to dominate in the NBA, and he turns out he did. But not everybody is like that. So many guys go at the top of that draft, do one thing at one level, get to the next level, and then because the game doesn't translate or whatever, end up falling back a little bit. Yeah. And again, I'm not saying he's not going to be successful. I'm sure he will be successful. I just don't know if he's going to be, transcendent type player.
Yeah, that was the word I used.
I just don't know if he's going to be that. Maybe he will be. And if he is, great. I just have my question.
I'll tell you this.
Explosive, man.
He's going to be a real rich man.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to get paid in the top of that draft.
But he's explosive.
Not to mention the shoe contracts they're going to get, especially that kid.
Yeah, the shoe contract, he's going to make $100 million before he even plays a game in the league. I mean, that's going to be the craziest part about it, is the money that he'll be able to make outside of it. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The ways you get in touch with us here on the Wendy's Big Show. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Use the hashtag BigThrowback while you're sending off a tweet. And tweet us your artist who you'd like to hear next week on Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's in Waukesha and Brookfield. Our nominations, as we look through a voting update by Anthony Mandela, we continually are pushing for, at least I am, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. We also have a lot of different nominations underway that you can find. No doubt, Usher, Rolling Stones, Lionel Richie, who will be at Summerfest.
Yes,
this year.
Can't wait.
So you're
I thought it was going to be a bunch of old people, but I'm being told that the belief is there will be a lot of young people there too because of his role in American Idol. There'll be a lot of younger people than you would think at this concert. So we'll see.
You guys haven't talked much American Idol on the show yet.
I'm not watching.
I already know the winner. It's over. It's all done. Idol's done.
The blind girl.
No. Okay. No, there is a blonde hair girl that sat down at the piano and started singing and playing. It's professional. She's not a professional. I don't think she's ever even gigged.
She sounded like a professional.
Oh, my God. They all were like, what in the world? And they all just pulled up the chair and sat around and watched her playing the piano, and they were all like, it's pretty much done. Yeah. I just don't think anybody can beat her. I just don't.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
I mean, sometimes you hear something, you're like, it's over. Yeah. Last year, that person didn't exist. This chick here, she's done. She can go on tour tomorrow.
I watched American Idol one season, and it was the year that Carrie Underwood won it. And it was like that. It was.
How long has it been going now?
I was in fourth grade when it started.
Steve, how long have you been watching?
Got to have been since you've been 12, 15 years.
Yeah. Okay. It's like last 4 years, something like that. And then I watched the first year, Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, something like that.
It's just not. I've been watching it so long. I just lost interest.
13 years.
Yeah.
Similar to what happened with The Bachelor. You didn't watch The Bachelor this year either.
I didn't do Bachelor anymore either. And what's the other show, Leroy, with your boy that was on that said people would strangle him, but they didn't strangle him down in Chicago?
Oh, Empire.
Yeah, I don't watch that.
Oh,
anymore.
I haven't watched that in a minute.
That faded on me.
So what is taking over the role of all these shows?
Oh, they got more shows. We just don't know about
Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nick that is a good show. It was. That's right. It almost run at the same time. How'd you know?
Because you talked about it on the air before.
We talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's
What show would you want to be on?
Yeah, Nick and Afraid.
That was the topic that we did on the air, Gary. That's how he knows.
Oh, okay.
I can remember all
Yeah, but Steve, this ain't the first year of Nick and Afraid, though.
Sure I know.
I've been watching Nick and Afraid and American Idol for a long time.
Yeah.
And Nick and Afraid continually gets your heart rate going,
huh? Your Bear Grylls is gone. He's gone.
No, but you said you wanted to do one of those type shows.
Oh, with Bear Grylls, yeah.
Mm-mm. And then Leroy was like, or maybe it was Sparky, someone asked you if you ever gone fishing even, and it's a whole thing.
Huh.
I had it in a promo, but then I didn't want to do you like that, so I didn't put it in.
Do you like that?
Like
what?
I ain't doing no fishing.
Talking about how you wanted to be on Naked and Afraid.
Ain't no wrong with that. I won't be on Naked and Afraid. I'll tell everybody.
Throw that promo in there, Anthony.
All right, we'll dust it off.
And if you want to hear that, if you want to hear that conversation.
I ain't doing no Naked and Afraid out there with all them bugs and snakes. Animals.
There was a story out of Albany, Texas that I read this morning. Man went out to go fix his cable as he was getting ready for the NCAA tournament. He had, fun fact, he had a vasectomy a couple of days ago. He was getting ready for the NCAA tournament, had a whole week off of work, and cable went out. So he walks, waddles his way out there with his peas in his lap and goes to check the cable.
Yeah.
And calls the exterminator because he had a family of 87 rattlesnakes living underneath his deck in Albany, Texas.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's why I keep telling y'all fools, call the cable man, cuz. And sit in there with your peas. You're going to go out there and be a hero. That's why them snakes waiting for your ass. Leave them snakes alone. Stay inside and call the professionals, man. Quit doing it, trying to save $20. Almost got bit.
Leroy, that reminds me.
You hit the rattles, but I'm going to still check it out.
Check it out. Leroy, that y'all reminds me in Arizona. They came on with a rattlesnake alert.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, no, it's a real thing.
Call the rattlesnake man.
It's a real thing. And they were telling everybody, the rattlesnake, because it started warming up, the rattlesnakes are now up and moving. You just got to be careful.
Yeah.
When you're, hiking and climbing Camelback and such and such, right?
I ain't got to worry about that.
I go, ain't no black people going to get bit. Because we just got that warning. We staying home, cuz. And then all of a sudden that I see Adam McCavy on top of Camelback.
Gotta go test the waters.
Instagram. He did something.
He didn't get the memo.
Come on, cuz.
Yeah, there's no chance I'm going anywhere with any kind of snake wandering around my feet. I'm all good with any of that.
All the professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're calling the professionals, you know who to go to, especially if you're getting windows. You call the professionals over at Pella Windows Indoors. Gina Della, Gary, I think she would agree with you that she's not going to go mess around with any rattlesnakes. She's going to make some money and put in some new windows at your house.
Well, of course she is. I got a new thing right now where Gina's doing something new right now that she wants you guys to be aware. You know about that 0% financing that they got going right now. What is zero down, Leroy?
Yeah, I think it's zero down for no interest, no money down for 18 months. So you can pretty much do your whole house and don't have to make a payment for 18 months. I mean, that's amazing. If you think about nowadays, if you think about budget and stuff like that, you can set your budget accordingly, but they give me 18 months. They have to be one of the few companies that are doing it for that long. I can see 6 months, but for 18 months is amazing.
It's Pella Windows and Doors. PellaWI.com. Well, yeah, is where you go to.
Hold on. I got
correct?
Something else. I got,
no? You got something else?
Yeah,
no?
I got plenty. I just got to tell you how to get in touch with them.
Yeah, let's do that. What's the phone number?
262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. And you can just go to PellaWI.com. They got the some kind of garden show tomorrow. The Realtors Home and Garden Show that runs Friday through Sunday. So you can go over and get in touch with them there. So if you're in the area, it's tomorrow, March 22nd through the 31st, well, for a week. And you get a chance to go there and talk to us, the Realtors Home and Garden Show. So that'll be amazing if you can go over there. But again, 18 months, you can't beat that.
Yeah, no chance. And if you
mention my name, though, while you're there, they're going to give you a $200 voucher. Oh, you mentioned Gary's name.
That's confirmed. You're not lying to the people. We did just say that on the radio.
You get an appointment. Just tell them I told you. Leroy Butler said, yeah, I can come here and get an appointment. They can give you a $200 voucher.
And you can come and hang out tomorrow, watch the big show at Element Lounge with us and the Bacardi Bays. $4 Bacardi, $4 Grey Goose. Everything hanging out at Element, 618 North Water Street. Wendy's Big Show back after this, talking some Badgers as 43 combined tournament and bowl appearances. That ranks over some schools that just about everybody would have never guessed that would. And the Wendy's Big Show discusses just with a former Badger, Gary Ellerson. What does that mean to him? We'll see if his trademark phrase comes out. Murray State and Marquette down 7 right now. Michigan State looks like they will hold on against the 15-seeded Bradley Braves, 70-62 with 54 seconds left. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, straight ahead. That's 13 for Marcus Howard, starting a 10-0 run for the Marquette Golden Eagles. They're down, or they're tied now with Murray State, 20 up. 10 minutes left here in the first half out in Hartford, Connecticut.
This is making him a lot of money right now.
He's
making a lot of money. You're going against a top three seed, or top three guy in the NBA draft right now, and you are putting on a clinic.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot of money next year when he comes out in the draft as a senior.
I don't think so.
You really believe that this dude is going to come out this year?
If he does if he throws up
30, 35 in this game, they win, and they go in the next game, he throws up 30 again, he'll be a first-round pick.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Late first, but he'll get in.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I think it means more in a situation where you can have your jersey retired.
What, for him?
At Marquette, for him.
Okay, maybe. I don't know him that well, so maybe.
Well, then again, I guess I don't know him that personally.
Yeah,
I'm just saying in a situation.
So some of these guys, like Vander Blue, you knew he was going to go when he could go.
Yep. In that sense, too, that was the year they went to the Elite Eight, right,
yeah.
Sparky?
Mm-hmm.
Lost to the Syracuse Orange in that game.
Yeah. But, you know, if he's that guy, then some of those guys want to stay and do all the, you know, get in the jersey, retire, and they want to get my degree, and maybe that's
him. Those are Badgers you're talking about.
Well, I mean, maybe he's saying Howard's the same guy, though, right, Marquette?
Yeah, a young dude, too. He's he came out of high school younger than most do when they get into college. He was like 19 when this season started, so he's still a young dude. He's still got a little bit of, I wouldn't say growing to do, because when you're 5'9", and probably closer to 5'7", you're playing college basketball, that's probably what you're going to be.
Well, Izzo got the win.
He did, and Tom Izzo is going to need a nice bath after what he just went through over there at Michigan State. Michigan State, Gary, nice segue into this situation.
I thought I had
39 combined since, this is all since 1995. They have the fourth most combined bowl game appearances and NCAA tournament appearances with 39. They are tied with the University of Florida, Gators, with 22 bowl games and 17 NCAA men's basketball tournament appearances. 40 would be the Texas Longhorns. They come in second at 20 bowl games and 20 NCAA tournaments. And since 1995, University of Wisconsin has the most combined bowl and NCAA tournament appearances in the country of any school in the country. 22 bowl games, 21 NCAA tournaments. They missed the NCAA tournament in the men's bracket last year. That would have made it a clean 22-22 since 1995 for the Wisconsin Badgers, more than any other school in Division I. What does that do for you, Gary, as a former Badger alum?
Well, they're
as a Badger alum,
they're keeping their promise. They're keeping their promise at what they're all about. And so that's an A. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. They're not lying to you. They're not trying to be Texas. They're not trying to be Alabama. They're not trying to be Ohio State. You don't see their names up in here. That's not who they're trying to be.
Yeah, you don't see Michigan.
Yeah.
You don't see Ohio State.
No.
You don't see Alabama.
Well, Texas is up in here, but, you know,
sure.
Texas football has been gone for a while, but and their basketball program hasn't been agreed. But still, Wisconsin is being who they say that they are. Same old Badgers. This is too, a part of same old Badgers. And people think that that's a bad connotation, that I think that's wrong for the same old.
It's not. Get him, Steve.
It's not. This is who they are, and they're letting you know who they are, and they're doing well at what they say that they are. Now, if you think that they're a national championship team, then you got nothing coming. That's not who they are. I mean, they win, they take it. They ain't trying not to win one.
Mm-hmm. They'd love to.
They love to win one. But, you know, this statement here, since 1995, UW has the most combined bowl and NCAA tournament appearances of any school in the country. This is what Wisconsin's all about. Right there.
Being relevant and continually graduating players.
Yeah, that's it.
Sparky, in that time.
You don't care nothing about that.
Well, hey, let him talk for himself. Everybody's got their opinion. They can all talk for themselves. See Sparky Pfeiffer.
Steve, I know, just brutal.
No, he got over it.
Corbin Burns just gave up a 3-run homer.
Right. See, he ain't thinking about that. Man, yeah. Corbin Burns gave up a 3-run homer.
You're right. I don't give a damn about anything that he was just saying. You're absolutely right. None of that matters to me at all. You're not. You're right.
It should matter.
But Gary is 100% right. He's been saying it for years that at the end of the day, they're not trying to win national championships. If they fall into one, great. But, I mean, that's not really the end game here for either one of these head coaches, and it hasn't been for a while. And that is either an issue for you if you want to watch college basketball at a super high level, competing for national championship on a somewhat consistent basis, or it's not an issue if, you know, graduating players and all that stuff is a big deal to you. And everybody is different. Me, personally, I want to win a national championship. I've never seen them, either one of them, win a national championship in my life. I don't know if I'll ever see it, but it would be nice to see a college basketball or college football championship from Wisconsin. Hell, Marquette, too. Either one. Doesn't matter. Wisconsin was right there, man, back-to-back. Here's a Bo Ryan. You thought, here we go. You got two first-round picks. This is it. It's going to finally happen. And they just couldn't get over the hump. Marquette's literally only had one run, and that was all they had. And Badger football, Barry's teams were nice. Bielema's teams were nice. But just not good enough. No. You always stubbed your toe at some point against a team you shouldn't stub your toe against 9 out of 10 times. And that's what ends up costing you at the end of the day. Now, I think Paul Chryst is on the right path. I do, as far as recruiting and doing all the right things, and providing he starts the freshman Mertz, I'll believe in him even more going forward. I think he is closer to probably figuring out how to get themselves into a playoff than the last two guys were, based on how he's recruiting and having success with it. Guard, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if he's a long-term answer for this Badger program trying to win a national championship.
He's recruiting the same kids that Bo recruited.
Right, but that's not
the same kids.
But you yourself know that. That Kaminsky, come on, man. I mean, they coached him up. He worked his butt off to become the player he was.
Self-made national
that
player.
Was, that wasn't recruiting some McDonald's All-American and play like you get at Michigan
State. He got
State.
Lucky.
Right, exactly. That's my
Bo
point.
Bo got lucky.
Right. And so you're asking Guard to get lucky.
Lucky.
And I'm just saying, I don't think if I'm Wisconsin, I need somebody that can recruit at a higher level than Greg Guard.
Bo did it?
Huh?
Bo did it?
Correct. And Bo didn't win a national championship either.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
You said he got lucky, and I agree.
He got lucky.
As far as with Kaminsky, I agree with you, no doubt. But to that point, I just think you have to recruit at a higher level. And we just had John McNamara on, and he agreed with me. The Big Ten does not recruit as well in basketball as they do in football in general terms across the conference. You just don't have those top-heavy teams that are right there every year in recruiting and basketball like you do in football. So it's I think it's there to be had. But again, the problem, like always, will be grades, getting guys in,
yeah.
whether it be basketball or football at the end of the day. I'm not saying you should be mad at the Wisconsin or whatever. You should be proud of Wisconsin because they went from a relatively bottom program there for a while and turned themselves across the board into a nationally known program, basketball and football, and they're there in the top 25 in both programs year in, Thank year you. Out, in the NCAA tournament, in college bowl games. They're there every year. Now, some of us want to push it a little bit more, and maybe you will see that eventually at some point.
More importantly, Steve, both the basketball program and the football program, season tickets, can't get them.
Right. And now they're talking about doing stuff over at Camp Randall Stadium and doing all this stuff and spending a bunch of money on Camp Randall to improve Camp Randall and doing another upgrade on them. The question is, since 1995, the Badgers have 43 bowl and tourney appearances. Does that do anything for you? To me, no. It doesn't do much other than tell you they just can't finish. And the reason they can't finish is because the talent's not good enough. They have good enough talent to get to be a very good program. They don't have good enough talent to be an elite program as far as a program that's there each and every year competing for a national championship. And to be honest, there's not many of those. I mean, you've got a handful in football, five maybe.
Those are the blue bloods.
3 to 5 in football maybe. And in basketball, you've probably got a half dozen, 6 to 8, somewhere in that area maybe in basketball where you can say every year you can pretty much look at them and go, they might make a Final Four team. They got enough talent, enough five-star kids maybe be a Final Four team. But there's just not that many teams. There's just not.
And this is a sticky question for me in my situation, Gary, because I didn't see any of the Wisconsin Badgers teams that weren't good. I mean, we're talking about this since 1995 that they had these 43 tournament and bowl game appearances. They've only missed the NCAA tournament one time. And I was born in 1994, so ever since I've been alive,
they've been relevant.
They've been relevant, but also I don't know how you guys feel about this. The programs seemingly are getting better. I know that it isn't to the top level yet. They haven't become a blue blood program yet, but look at what they've done in the NCAA tournament the last 5 years, last 10 years, 2011, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. All but last year when they didn't make it. All those years they didn't just make the tournament. They made the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They've got 3 Final Fours in that time frame since 1995. They've got a couple of Rose Bowl appearances. They had 3 in a row. And they're one of those programs, Gary, that while you might want to see the hot shot, 5-star recruit quarterback come in and start and blow these teams out to try to get in more in football terms, to try to get yourself into the Final Four, when you're one of these programs that develops on 3- and 4-star kids, it's difficult to try to blow teams out because you need your walk-ons and underclassmen to get playing time.
And that's what they do. I mean, if you look at Ohio State, they got quarterback after quarterback after quarterback when one gone. We got one.
And the backup doesn't come out until there's 5 minutes left in the game and you're up 60.
Ohio State got all these guys and Alabama, got them and Clemson. They're backed up at every position by 5-star guys. And they don't miss a beat. We got one and we think we're doing something. You gotta have more than that to win national championships. That just having one guy gets you maybe to the Rose Bowl, but don't get you a national championship.
You can join the conversation at 414-799-1250. Does the most tournament and bowl games since 95 do anything for you? The Wisconsin Badgers over the tops of programs like Texas, Florida, Florida State for Leroy Butler. Sorry, I didn't mean that. That was kind of mean. But also Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, you name it, the Badgers are ahead of them. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. We'll talk to Gary Wolfel coming up at 448. Give you some look back through the brackets and just how Marquette is faring against Murray State. Wendy's Big Show rolls on.
Check it out, got yourself a family.
Big Show on the Fan with John Mellencamp on a Throwback Thursday brought to you by Master Z's. Fire off a tweet at 1057FM, the Fan, using the hashtag Big Throwback with your nominee for who we listen to next week out of the breaks. Got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Master Z's in Waukesha and also a new store on Blue Mound Avenue, or Blue Mound Road, excuse me, the old Lackey and Joy's store. We go to the other side of the glass with Anthony Nelson Mandela.
Nelson's his middle name?
Well, it sounds better.
Oh.
Yeah, I just, actually, you know what his middle name actually is?
What?
His middle name is actually,
we're talking to you,
Jerome,
I think.
His middle name is actually
he
Jerome.
He just walked out of the producer studio.
Yeah, it's
like
all good.
We weren't even talking to him.
I was going to try to play it cool, but instead we're not going to, and apparently he's going to go and sit on Leroy Butler's mic. Okay, hey, Anthony.
Well, yeah, I was just going out to help our guy Leroy Butler who got locked out of the building again. So that's where I was going. Mm-hmm. Plucker's on it now.
Good.
It's fine.
Awesome.
Good.
Okay. So who's winning
again.
Throwback Thursday?
Tony Hawk's
awesome.
Soundtrack is
sweet.
Leading Throwback Thursday.
Perfect. I need to find out.
Make sure to check your messages before the end of the show. I'll be picking a winner.
That's how we do
Tony
it.
Tony Hawk.
Well, somebody was. Yeah, okay.
He said you were locked out of the radio station again.
I thought you was my friend,
man. Mandela. We're all good. Now everybody's back, locked and loaded.
Mandela set me up. That's how you let people in, and this is what they do to you.
So, Leroy.
But my boy Daniel let me in, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your boy Plucker. Have you went and talked to his school yet?
April 6th.
Awesome.
He just sent me some artwork that is amazing. The kid's very talented. I just wish we had money to pay him, but that's for another show.
Yeah, I took all that money. 414-799-1250
sure
is how you get in touch with us on the phone lines. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com is how you email the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Leroy, as a Florida State alum, Seminole, true and through,
yes.
43 bowl and tournament appearances for the Wisconsin Badgers. That's better than schools like Texas, Florida, Florida State. For you as an alumni, what would that mean to you for the Seminoles to be like?
I love what they're doing up there in Madison. I would love that. That kind of consistency, history. Now, we won championships, but it's a big gaps, man.
From somebody that has seen their school win national championships, take home titles, have rings, the consistency means a lot to you.
It does. It does. I mean, you know.
You didn't even know who they were. Russell Wilson showed up, you said. That was after 94, 95.
I don't think kids in Jacksonville knew who they were. But then they started getting the DJ Gillum guy.
Took them like 20 years to figure it out.
Don't nobody know about that. But here I do because I'm a very intelligent young man.
And you live here.
Russell Wilson put these boys on the map nationally.
Mm-hmm.
But down Florida State, I'd flip-flop in a minute to have that kind of consistency.
Lewis is
all day long, man. You know how long we've been losing now?
No, can you tell me?
Who are you going to, Lewis?
It's Lewis and Franklin.
Yeah, let Lewis talk, but I don't want to get a headache.
Lewis, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon.
I'm good with specifically the Badgers. So I think the one thing you can, I don't want to say it's disappointing or you get upset about, but you're a little, you look back at a team like the Russell Wilson team and the way that they kind of took themselves out with those back-to-back Hail Marys in consecutive weeks, right? That's disappointing. The Final Four team not getting over the hump. That team that Bo Ryan had was it Devin Harris and Tucker was a player of the year candidate and Mike Wilkinson. And, you know, that team losing to Carolina that year was not a disappointment. They damn near beat them. But I think I'm okay with them being a consistent top 25 team and having the sustained success. I think, you know, they lack, and maybe now this new quarterback recruited will be different. I don't know. But I think both teams run styles of and systems that are not really conducive to one get the other than Sam Decker, I believe he was the 19th ranked high school product when he was coming out of school. Other than him, you're not going to attract a lot of NBA type talent because you don't run a pro style and you know NBA highlight me type of system. And the same thing with the football team, you're not going to recruit a lot of these top tier quarterbacks because we run the football. Whether you know, you can name all the
got merch teams. Though. You got that's merch. You got merch.
Yeah. Got one.
So I think that's really
you got merch.
Where I separate is they're it's really awesome that they're consistent. And I'm going to be honest with you, this team, this Badger team, and last year's Badger team might be the least talented Badger teams that I've seen. unlike all those other years, their big guy can't shoot. And they don't have, whether it's Cam Taylor, Jordan Taylor, Trayvon Hughes, Bronson Koenig, you know, Gosser, they don't have a point guard that can actually come in and save you if you're down. And their big guy, unlike, you know, Wilkinson and Brezowitz and John Lewis, he can't extend the floor. So, I mean, that's hurting their team. And they need to get back. They need to find a guy like that to get back into this program. So that's really my only frustration is when they've had a team like once a decade that is good enough, they haven't been able to get over the hump.
Well, I think they did as well as they could do.
Well, but that
to
his point, though, that Russell Wilson team, if they don't lose those two games on Hail Marys, that team was good enough to compete for a national championship.
Yeah, but that's my point. They did as well as they could do to win those games like that, and for the basketball team as well, Marys in the Final Four, to win those games like that, you had to be consistently in those games to win those games. When you just have a program that gets there every once in a while, they don't know how to win those games. They make those crucial mistakes to lose those games. That's why, right now the Alabamas and the Clemsons of the world, those back in the day, Leroy, seen the Florida States, Miami, they had consistent success.
That's one program.
All the time.
That's just football.
Yeah, yeah. But
you can't
but still
say the same thing on those other sides for basketball.
No, you're right. But I'm just saying, though, even just to win those games, they had that run of consistence. I mean, Leroy, how many was it? Wide right, wide left? How many? Was it two or three?
Don't give me a heartburn.
How many was it?
I don't know.
Was it the same kicker?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But still, eventually, they knocked on the door so many times.
Bowden should have five.
They won them. They won one. Well, sure.
He should have five.
But how many times you knocked on the door?
Five.
How many times the Badgers knocked on the door? Basketball program twice in our history.
That was so much fun, though, with Decker and that group going to the Final Four. And that was amazing.
And the Harrison twin knocks down the triple in the semifinal the first time.
That was just an amazing time.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Who did the basketball team? Was that Kentucky they lost to?
They lost to Kentucky the first year, then they beat Kentucky, who was undefeated going into the semifinal the second year, and then lost to Duke. And Jahlil Okafor in that national championship game. Also, Tyus Jones on that team.
Right, I got a tweet from Jeff who says, Wisconsin football is never going to win a national championship. 4-0 in bowl games. Coach Paul Christ is boring. Greg Gard can't recruit within the state. Guard must go get a new coach. Three tournament appearances in the last 4 years. Most weren't around from 1965 to 1992. Spoiled.
Man, that don't make no sense. Just people just not.
What you talking about, Leroy?
I wish that guy would go down to Tallahassee.
Go hang out at Florida State.
Yeah, go down there.
Yeah, okay.
You'll be flying back here, Steve.
Here's another one from Nick. Considering that this has all happened without compromising their academic requirements to get better recruits, it's pretty awesome. Championships are cool, but selling your soul to do so isn't.
And what do you mean by all that?
Well, that means that you're not
not paying your kids, not having no academic standards to get into school just to win games. That's what he's talking about.
You know what, though? Again, I wouldn't mind being consistent like this, and then every now and then you get a Russell Wilson or a Mertzie. It's worth it. It's worth it.
But you can't win a national championship like that.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to just stay around and just, get lucky.
Trying to give yourself an opportunity.
Yeah.
Just trying to go to the dance.
I got the best quarterback, who they want to put on the bench, by the way. I can't believe that's even an issue. But here's your opportunity You got a top five running back and a top quarterback over the next few years. And you got always going to have good offensive linemen. I wish that whole offensive line right there.
Right
except
there.
For 69, our guy?
69?
With the best hair than you?
Bakhtiari.
Take him. Give me the rest of the offensive line for the Badgers right now.
Right now.
And you send everybody there. Aaron Jones at 1,500 yards.
Okay, you must be drinking some Bofording then, because I don't know exactly what you're watching. Bofording beer is a premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients, only 100% natural barley, hops, and fresh water used in production.
Okay,
thanks, man. Plus, you're talking over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. That's right, Bofording is a family-owned brewery. Began in 1764. Just so for those history nerds, that's 12 years before the country of the United States of America became a thing. And they've been brewing this out in Luxembourg since 1764, and they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in the lineup from the Chris Pilsner, now available in cans, by the way. Smooth triple ale, 8% ABV. The delicious fruit ale, all designed for the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. And guys, little secret about Bofording beer, unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. They don't brew it in mass quantities, and Bofording continually is brewed as small batches to give it that nice personal family touch that we all love. Bofording available, Total Wine and More. That's where you go and stock up for your opening day special with prices so low, they won't even let me say it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Discount liquor also is available. Woodman's, you can also pick up Bofording. If you're out on the town, get it on tap at Cafe Hollander, Sport Club, Nomad, and the Stilled House. Finally, when you do that, make sure you shoot Bofording Bill something on Twitter, at Bill Schmidt Radio, hashtag Bofording Bill. It's Bofording Beer, Milwaukee's smooth favorite drinking import. We're back with Gary Wolfel next, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Big Show on the Fan, John Mellencamp on a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's, Gary Wolfel, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, talking Milwaukee Bucks, 53-19, Gary, appreciate the time, man. Last 10 games, 5-5 for the Bucks, two of those losses against three of the league's worst teams. Any cause for concern that the Bucks don't have any forward momentum going into the playoffs, just 10 games left in the regular season?
Yeah, there's a little concern. They're not in sync, and that's, you know, understandable. They brought in some new players. They're trying to acclimate them to the system. But for whatever reason, that fire that they had, that passion that they had before the All-Star break isn't there, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can recapture it.
You know, Gary, as far as the health of this basketball team, it looks like Mirotić will be fine. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Obviously, we know without Brogdon, but you play that game last night without half your roster at this point. To me, you start talking about getting momentum and going into the postseason. To me, it's more about individual guys having momentum with their games more than his wins and losses. You need Middleton to be feeling good and playing well going into the playoffs. Same with Bledsoe. That's more important than how many wins or losses they have in the last couple of weeks to me.
Yeah, and you still, I tend to agree with that, but you still want to, you know, develop some cohesiveness and some chemistry, and you still like to win. And I don't know, for whatever reason, they're not in sync. They did play well against Philadelphia for the most part, but, you know, other than that, I to be honest with you, I haven't been overly impressed.
Yeah, I just, well, down the stretch for me, you know, it's NCAA basketball time. To me, it's about guard play and coaches. And mm-hmm. now you get a chance to see how good these coaches are going to be down the stretch. Because I'm going to tell you something, I did not expect for Kyrie Irving to just blatantly come out and say, oh, I'm going to take some of these games off. And then you look at some of these other teams, Gary, a couple teams, they're sitting some of their best players since they're going to be, they're injured. So should Giannis just not, I mean, out of these next 10 games, maybe just sit like six, you know, five or six games, or should he will be healthy?
Well, I don't know if he should take that many games off, but they certainly should limit his minutes, you know, instead of playing, you know, 34, 35, maybe they can reduce them to like 26, 28. But, you know, again, it's about, you know, developing some chemistry and staying in the flow and, you know, you just look at the Eastern Conference. I mean, the top four teams are pretty good, mm-hmm. and they're all into the workload management, you know, aspect where they're trying to make sure their stars are ready for the playoffs.
But my thing is this. It would be huge mm-hmm. for him to be MVP. I don't know about him sitting out, but every time he's out, it seems like Harden puts up 135 points. So I don't know if people are prisoners of the moment or what. I need 34 to get back out there and score at least 30 so we can bring this MVP back to the five serve. That would do amazing if he's the number one player, which he is. If he's the MVP, he has the number one seed, and you're the best coach. Those pretty much going into the playoffs is amazing.
Yeah, you made a great point about Harden. Don't think that James Harden doesn't want to win the MVP again.
Yeah, because he's always been second fiddle all the time to LeBron or somebody.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's got something in his contract, you know, a clause that he gets $50,000 or something for the MVP. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's pretty much a two-player race, and you can make a valid case for both players.
What do you make of the Brogdon loss, and how does it affect the Milwaukee Bucks? Can they overcome that?
Well, it's huge. I don't think there's any question about that. He's their best perimeter defender. I think he's their smartest player, their headiest player. He has a knack for making the right decision at the right time. And, you know, for the Bucks' sake, hopefully, you know, he'll come back and play this year yet.
Talking with Gary Wolf on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, as you look around the rest of the roster and the injuries continue to mount up, is it hard not to think, if you're Mike Budenholzer, a little deja vu? You have the number one seed again, and now seemingly the injury bug continues to bite you?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's it's part of the game, and the Bucks have been incredibly fortunate. I mean, up until, you know, the last couple of weeks, they've been injury-free, and you look at the other teams, whether it's Philadelphia, Boston, or Toronto, you know, some of their key players have been banged up during the course of the season. So, you know, that's, again, you know, part of the game.
Gary, as we push forward to the playoffs, just 10 games left, and you watched the 76ers last night against Boston. Mm-hmm. What's the cause
Actually,
for...
I watched the Bulls and Wizards. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that. Go ahead.
Yes, you can. Jabari Parker was playing for the Wizards. Of course you can.
And the Wizards the Wizards were his pick all year long to be the sleeper team in the East.
You know what? I was in Chicago last night for that game, and I went down there to see a couple people and do some interviews, but I thought that was going to be a dog game. And I figured the Bucks would blow up the Cavs, and it was just the opposite game. And, you know, the Cavs beat the Bucks. So.
Gary, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week, Thursday, 4:48. With Gary Wolf on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate him, my man.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
That's Gary Wolf on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance? Of course you are. Look no further. Go to Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Pitching line in for Corbin Burns. 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 9 Ks. The only issue that he ran into was a 3-run shot by Justin Turner, Sparky. He looks like he's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, he pitched really well up until that 5th inning, and then things got a little hairy on him. Was it the 4th inning? I don't know. When he gave up that 3-run homer. Sure. Based on what I saw on Twitter from Hardjacourt, he gave up a base hit and then gave up like a stoink, I think is what he called it. I hit and then gave
up. Those are the worst.
Then gave up the 3-run homer to Turner.
We had a great interview with him. The people should really go back and listen to it. You'll know where he's coming from, Corbin Burns. The guy's just, he's ready for prime time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.